This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The state of our union is stronger than ever before. That's according to President Donald Trump in the first few moments of his State of the Union address.
The days of our country being used, taken advantage of, and even scorned by other nations are long behind us.
Speaking to both houses of Congress in a speech broadcast live on U.S. television, the president ticked off his achievements in economic growth. He spoke of historically low unemployment rates and said a record number of young Americans are now at work.
America's enemies are on the run. America's fortunes are on the rise, and America's future is blazing bright. The years of economic decay are over.
Mr. Trump touted diplomatic achievements such as his administration's renewed restriction on Cuba and support of Juan Guaido, the U.S.-backed rival to Venezuela's embattled president Nicolas Maduro. The president introduced Guaido, who was attending the speech as Mr. Trump's guest. But he added the Trump administration's priority remains clear.
We must always remember that our job is to put America first.
Republicans greeted his remarks with applause, cheers, and standing ovations. Many Democrats sat in the audience grim and quiet. The State of the Union address is an annual speech to both houses of Congress and televised live to the nation. It is the president's chance to highlight his achievements and set out his plans for the coming year. The State of the Union is always followed by a short response from the opposition party. Two Democrats respond tonight, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan in English and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar of Texas in Spanish. You're listening to VOA News.